From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Kuwait has joined other Saudi allies in taking diplomatic action against Iran after protesters angry about Saudi Arabia's execution of a prominent Shiite cleric stormed the country's embassy in the Iranian capital. The state-run KUNA news agency said Tuesday that Kuwait recalled its ambassador to Tehran and reiterated its support for all measures that Saudi Arabia takes to maintain its security. The move follows decisions by Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, and Sudan to cut diplomatic ties with Iran, while the United Arab Emirates downgraded its relations with the country. U.S. President Barack Obama will discuss his new initiatives to curb gun violence in remarks Tuesday at the White House as he works to detail to Americans the executive orders he says will not step on constitutional rights. Some of the measures were first announced by the White House on Monday include expanded background checks, more effective enforcement of gun laws, and increased mental health treatment, as well as more research into gun safety technology. Sea deaths will continue as migrants and refugees keep arriving in Europe. That's according to the United Nations. Joel Millman is a spokesman for the International Organization for Migration.
We have over a million arrivals this past year by sea. Our figure is 1,004,000 and change. The death toll remains what it was a week ago, 3,771 for 2015.
This latest warning comes as the bodies of 8 migrants, most of them children, washed up on Turkey's Aegean coast Tuesday after their boat apparently capsized as they tried to reach the Greek island of Lesbos. VOA News.